It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Frog Dice is an independent game development studio in Lexington, Kentucky. Founded in 1996 by Michael Hartman, Frog Dice creates online and digital download games, the role-playing or RPG variety in particular. Tom Martin talked with Michael about his company and about gaming.
Do we have something of a gaming or a gamer community here?
We do. We have, depending on how you'd classify a company, we probably have 6, 7, 8, 10 studios in Lexington and in the region, and a lot of hobbyists. And we have a group here in Lexington called Run Jump Dev, which I guess I shouldn't say Lexington, because we actually have members who come from Louisville, some people who come down from Cincinnati, people that come from Indiana. So it's kind of a regional video game developer group, and it meets twice a week and has a big meeting every month. And we talk about game development and how to make games and all kinds of stuff like that. And it's a very healthy and growing group.
Well, what do you have to know? What kind of expertise do you need to possess in order to become a competitive game programmer?
I always say, if you're going to start a studio, you need at least three people. You need someone who's a really good programmer. You need someone who's a good artist, can make 3D models and things like that. And you need someone with some kind of business knowledge or expertise. And that third person is just as important as the other two, because navigating all of those difficulties, marketing, getting your game up on various portals and websites where it can be sold, knowing how to interact with the media and things like that, that's just as important.
So Frog Dice has been around now about 18 years,
That's right. Something like that.
Was it difficult to, in 1996 in particular, was it difficult to capitalize a startup gamer company?
Definitely, especially since back then, our first game was an online game. And back in 1996, everyone's mentality was, if it's on the internet, it should be free.
How'd you overcome it?
Well, we did it a lot by just framing the way that we sold things in our game. Basically, Threshold is, as far as I know, the first, quote, free-to-play type game.
And Threshold is your product.
Exactly. That was our first game. It's an online RPG. Basically, there's no subscription. There's no upfront cost or anything like that. People could pay for optional additional features. And so that made it have a really low barrier to entry. It made it a little less, in your face, because you could still play the full game without paying anything. And so that kind of helped ease people into it. Now, almost 20 years later, free-to-play is probably one of the most dominant business models in the gaming industry. But at the time, we invented it kind of almost out of necessity.
And how do you make money on that?
If you make your game fun enough that people play long enough, eventually they'll buy something. So, and that works out really well for us. And as a result, we have one of the highest, if not the highest, conversion rates in the industry. Like Threshold's conversion rate is about 99%. So about 99% of our players have at least bought something. Whereas your typical free-to-play game, whether it's Candy Crush Saga or something like that, it usually hovers around 2%. So by taking our long-term attitude, it's definitely resulted in a much higher conversion and happier customers. Over half of our customers on Threshold have played for almost 10 years. So, and even in our newer games, we're seeing the same thing, that people stay with our games a lot longer. They'll convert to the next game. A higher percentage of people that play one will then buy at least one or two of our other games. And I think that's because of our long-term value that we look for.
Hear part two of Tom Martin's conversation with Michael Hartman next Monday during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.